Morning, everyone. Nice to be back at a somewhat home. Seems like it's been quite a while. So, starting out talking about the Ritao change, talking about it for the tape, because of course all of us are quite familiar with it. Our year is divided into three seasons, and we just began a new one a few days ago, the Jivana Ritao, which is from mid-August to mid-December. Each season is ceremoniously begun by raising a different colored flag, which flies throughout, and the flag for the Jivana Ritao is rust-colored, symbolizing, according to Gurudeva, environmental care. It's interesting to note that Yoginatha Swami and I were recently in Toronto at the Vishnu Mandir. So we were there on Sunday, August 15th, and of course the flag raising was here on Monday, August 16th. And so what did we end up doing? We ended up raising a flag. Like it was in the pattern, you know, we were supposed to raise a flag, and no matter where we were going to raise a flag. So it was a ceremony. Their ceremony wasn't for Jivana Ritao, it was for India Independence Day. And so we had the local mayor was there, Mayor Bell, and he had one flagpole, and an assistant and Yoginatha Swami and I had the other flagpole, pretty short by our standards, small flagpole. So we got to raise the Canada flag first, and then Mayor Bell got to raise the flag for India. So it shows that flag raising is an important part of our pattern because it's there. No matter where we go, you're liable to raise a flag or attend a flag raising whenever we have one here. So as we know, the Master Course book for this Ritao is, of course, Living with Shiva, and gives us just by the title the general focus for this Ritao, which is to think about our life, actions, and conduct in the external world and strive to bring into it more refinement and more religion. Gurudeva describes this season as a natural time for work, that it is a physical time, a time of exercise and exertion in the physical world, a magnetic time for action and willpower. The focus is on preserving what has been created, manifesting goals and fulfilling plans made in the past, finishing jobs already started. It is a natural time for caring for the practical details of the external world, including the environment. So said simply, the last Ritao, the Narpana Ritao, Gurudeva looks at it as a time for planning. It's a natural time. The astrology is good during that four-month period for creating plans, both plans for the coming year as well as for years after that. So we've planned during Narpana Ritao and during the Jivana Ritao. What do? We execute some of those plans. We put in motion those plans. It's natural time for the planning period to stop and for us to start implementing more. Of course, it's not totally black and white that we should stop planning altogether, but it shows that it's easier to generate productive plans during the first 4 months of the year, and it's easier to manifest them during the second 4 months of our year, which of course begins, we're talking about the year beginning in the middle of April. Astrological year. So we're given a number of general sadhanas for the Jivana Ritao. The main study is the Nandinada Sutras, both at home and at the Mission Satsang, specifically going through the sutras as well as reviewing your daily sadhanas, looking for the ones that have been neglected or totally ignored. Strive to make improvements in those areas. Bring up to date all vratas and sadhanas in which you have gotten behind. The Jivana Ritao is a season we emphasize culture. Thus it is also a time for putting more emphasis on teaching the traditional 64 kalas to children, for learning new Nachintanai songs of Satguru Yogaswami, and for improving our Sanskrit puja chants. Interesting, we were just talking about that at our steward's meeting, weren't we? Proving our Sanskrit, Pujicha. So it's right in the Ritel. Well, some of these things we start to do even though we forget they're there. And finally, it is a time for honoring those in the Vanaprastha Ashrama, asking them to share their wisdom, which means ages 48 through 72. These are general Jivana Ritel sadhanas, which apply to all years. But starting last year, I brought forth a special one, and I'm continuing it this year, since it's the kind of sadhana you don't really finish in 1 year. It's called Facing Difficult Situations. Remember that? Facing Difficult Situations. It goes like this. As we all know, life can give us difficult situations to face. We are treated unfairly. Our friends seem to turn against us and no longer be trustworthy. Our feelings are hurt by how we are spoken to and treated by another. Sound familiar? It is easy to be happy and content when we are not facing difficult situations. The challenge is to find a way to be happy and content, even in the midst of difficult situations. Handling difficult situations without emotion and with wisdom is, of course, the key. The suggested response has three principles that we are familiar with, which are, first principle, these are from the karma management. First principle, forego retaliation. Second principle, accept responsibility. And the third principle, forgive the offender. Tirukkural has a verse that encompasses all three of these principles in one verse. If you return kindness for injuries received and forget both, those who harmed you will be punished by their own shame. So that's an interesting way for someone to get punished, is by their own shame. This Kural gives us an effective solution to the problem of the tendency for man to retaliate and not forgive, and shows that human nature is the same as it was 2,200 years ago when the verse was written. Gurudeva also gives some useful advice in this area. He says, sometimes we hold hard feelings against other people without letting these feelings go and realizing that it is all in the experience of life itself. However, whatever happened to us is our own creation. To run away from the situation without solving the situation, without making amends, without harmonizing the pranic flow of energy between us and others, or between us and ourselves, is detrimental because it creates more karma. Of course, one reason we may tend to hold grudges is that in growing up, our parents or other elders in our family often did so. And we tend to copy our parents' behavior much more than we realize. Therefore, we think this is acceptable behavior, an acceptable form of behavior. However, as Gurudeva points out, for those on the spiritual path, holding grudges is definitely not acceptable. Why? Because it keeps the lower chakras stimulated. Keeps the lower chakras stimulated, holding grudges. Self-evaluation. A simple but effective way of self-evaluation is to look at the nature of our relationships with others. How many of our family and friends and acquaintances do we feel close to and speak freely with? How many do we dislike and only speak the minimum to? Of course, it is this latter group that is the basis of self-evaluation. For individuals to be in this group means that they said or did something to us in the past for which we have not forgiven them and forgotten the event. The larger the group, then the more we are not following this principle in our life. Once we have identified the individuals we have not forgiven and forgotten, the task, of course, is to forgive them fully. This can be hard to do, particularly when the individual hurt us deeply. Fortunately, Gurudeva gives us some effective guidelines in living with Shiva in a section called The Art of Forgiveness. Gurudeva points out that the key to the art of forgiveness is seeing the apparent injustices of life as the self-created reactions of our own past actions in this or a former life. In other words, we created it. It's actually our creation. As we talked about, it looks like somebody else is doing it, but they're the only the vehicle for that coming to us. We're the one who set that karma in motion to come through another person. So we created it. We must be grateful to others for playing back to us our previous actions so that we can see our mistakes and experience the same feelings we must have caused in others. It is in this way that we are purified and trained not to commit the same adharmic acts again. So this is a very interesting point. Why does something happen to us that hurts us? Gurudeva is saying, because we did it to someone else in the past. Why did we do it to someone else in the past? Because we didn't realize how much it would hurt them. How do we realize how much it would hurt them? By being hurt ourselves by the same action. So finally, we'll catch on. We'll get hurt by the same action enough or deeply enough that we say, gee, you know, this really hurts. I shouldn't do it to someone else. So it's coming back to us because we were insensitive enough to do it to someone else. And it keeps coming back until we become sensitive enough to realize that it hurts. And we shouldn't do it to someone else because it hurts them just like it hurts us. So that's what Gurudeva points out in this section. Unfortunately, this response is not what usually occurs. Rather than being happy at having been hurt and mistreated by another, we are unhappy. Right? How many people are happy when they get mistreated? Only a very few wise people. Only someone who just read Gurudeva a few minutes before. Right? Most of us, we get mistreated and boy, we're not happy at all about it. But we're supposed to be happy. Say, boy, this karma came back. Just like the famous story of Swami Sivananda, right? He was very happy when he got mistreated. He said, well, maybe this is my last karma to come back. Maybe I'm free now. So our reactions in life are backwards. You know, when things come to us and are pleasant, we're happy. And when things come to us where we're mistreated, we're unhappy. So we're looking at life in a backwards way. Gurudeva says we make the most progress during times of adversity, right? Not during times when everything is going well. It's the difficult times that cause spiritual progress. Likewise, it's the difficult reactions of others toward us that hurt us that cause the most progress, because it causes us to refine our behavior and act toward others in a kinder way. However, those committed to the spiritual path do need to take the high-minded approach of gratefully accepting the event, understanding that we caused it to happen to us, and learning its lesson so that our behavior improves as a result of it. There is an insightful quote from Gurudeva on the importance of resolving misunderstandings. To have a happy future with your family and friends, don't ignore difficulties that come up between you. Sit down with them and talk things over. Stand on your own two feet, head up and spine straight, and bring it all out in the open. Let them know how you feel about what they said or what they did. Sometimes so many things are swept under the carpet, not talked about, and left to smolder and mold there. But now in today's world, we must clean up the mess in order to go along into a happy future. The basic foundation of Sanatana Dharma is ahimsa, non-hurtfulness, physically, mentally, and emotionally. We must always remember this. So this is a very important point that Gurudeva is bringing out, is the importance of talking things over. He's saying, you know, if things go wrong, if there's hard feelings, if unkind words are spoken, the solution is to not to pretend that it didn't happen. That's not a solution, which is sometimes what we do, right? We just, the next day, we pretend it didn't happen. We start over. So Gurudeva calls that sweeping things under the carpet. Doesn't really resolve them. They're still in the subconscious, and therefore, they're likely to happen again, because they're not resolved. They're still energized. So even though it's difficult, the proper thing to do is to sit down and talk them over, of course, in a very kindly way, not create another problem by talking them over in an angry way, in an aggressive way. That doesn't solve things, that creates a second problem. There's a very nice statement, I think it was in last week's calendar, about reaction. Remember that, last week's Gurudeva calendar? It says something like, I can only paraphrase it. It says, you know, don't act if you're still reacting. Wait for the reaction to calm down and go away and then act. So likewise, this same principle applies here. You don't want to sit down and talk something over necessarily if there's a lot of anger going on. If you're still reacting, then you're going to say the wrong thing. You don't want to say the wrong thing and make the problem worse. But you do want to bring it up as soon as everything's calm enough, hopefully the same day. Bring it up and resolve it, not just forget about it. In summary, an important part of making progress on the spiritual path is resolving misunderstandings, hard feelings, and disagreements as soon as they occur. Don't give in to the tendency to classify someone as a person we dislike and hold, and even take, excuse me, there it is. Don't give in to the tendency to classify someone as a person we dislike and hold and even take delight in holding a grudge against him or her for how they treated you or what they said to you. Set as a goal having all of your relationships in the category of those we feel close to and none in the category of people we dislike. And I have zero in the dislike category. So that's a nice... As we say, you know, the Olympics just went by, so I was thinking when the Olympics analogy is called setting the bar high. I guess that's for when you jump over it, setting the bar high. That sets the bar high. It sets a nice standard of resolving things and you know, not allowing yourself to dislike people. To say, well, I can't get along with that person. Or holding on to a grudge. You know, it's not a spiritual approach to life. It's an ordinary approach to life. It's just being ordinary. It's building up a subconscious mind, which limits our state of consciousness in this life and limits who we are in our next life. So, Gurudeva's advice is, particularly during this ritual, think about our relationships with others and are we tending to just dislike certain people because of what they did to us so many years ago. We're never going to resolve it, right? Because they did that, and this person's in the dislike category. So Gurudeva says, no, don't allow yourself to think like that. Empty that category. You know. Forgive the person. Realize that whatever they did to you, you only did to yourself through them. That's the key to adjusting the karma, is instead of thinking they did it to you, realize the deeper truth that you did it yourself. You did it to yourself through them. And why did you do it to yourself? Because you're still learning not to do it to others. You haven't quite caught on. You still have a tendency to do it to others, otherwise it wouldn't have been done to you. Okay, Gurudeva's great wisdom, the Jivana Ritual. Have a wonderful faith. Om Namah Shivaya.